In this for like 5 years. Okay, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Wow, got it in before the 15-second mark. That might be a new record. You're welcome, FCC. I want to get it started right away with music for a bit because I've been really eager to hear some of these in the studio. Salute dropped a new album, super, super fun, just like really nice glide house grooves, funk house. I think I played a little bit of Salute maybe 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And this whole album is called True Magic, and it's so good. I love it so much. I've been kind of yapping recently about how magic is like real, and like it's a joke. Like, I mean it as a joke, I suppose, but like, you know, microchips are us inscribing runes into rocks and then we get them to talk, you know? So that's like, feels like magic, even though we can like define how it works with science. Like, I've studied it for years and years, but like, it's still, I think it's fascinating. Music is like vibrating sounds to like make people feel things. Crazy. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, like, it does, but it doesn't. But anyway, it's called True Magic. Really great name for it because I was listening to it and it just felt uplifting. It felt so good. It just like totally changed my day around when I first grabbed it. Definitely needed it this week. I think I've been a little lower tempo over the past week, maybe week and a half, 2 weeks, month, who knows. But this one definitely kind of at least had me bedroom dancing for a little bit. This one, the new Wednesday Campanella, I was grooving with that a lot. Masbo Q dropped a new track and it's really good, and Reach came back, which I'm super hyped for. Reach like dropped a couple tracks on Monster Cat around like 2018, I think 2017 era, like 6-7 years ago. And then he just kind of like disappeared for like 3 or 4 or 5 years. I think he dropped like 1 or 2 kind of experimental tracks like while I was in college, but they've since been removed from most media platforms. Like, you can find them on SoundCloud and stuff, but I don't think they were like the style that he was trying to go for. And then just recently he dropped like 3 tracks, and I'm super hyped because his discography is really small, but I've always been really impressed by what he puts out. He's got like such a wide range of material that he can put together into these like crazy orchestrations. So really glad to hear not just one, not two, but 3 Reach releases in the past like 2 or 3 weeks. Super cool. But I did say I want to get music playing right away. Let's do that. Let me hold myself to my own word. I'm going to start off with Reason by Salute, featuring vocals from Karma Kid. Really great track. Let's get into it. We'll be right back.
Now we cross the line. I want you to give me the reason.
I love how raw that bass is. It's like such a, like, I don't know, there's not that many effects on the patch at all for the synth. It's just like a really basic, I don't know, it sounds kind of not squarey, maybe square and saw together maybe, but really, really simple, but really harsh and just drives the whole song. I really like it. It's kind of fun when people can make such a like glidey and fun groove with those kind of harsher foundations. But leave it to Salute, because he can turn anything into a vibe for sure. And if you need more proof, we'll play more of him on the show for sure. Let's just do it right now, honestly. We'll do the next one is also from True Magic. It's a collab with Disclosure, which you may know from they do a song with Sam Smith, Latch, which is really popular. But they also had You and Me, which was remixed by Flume, which became like super popular. I think like a lot of people have been really, like a lot of people have been introduced to electronic music through that remix. It was just like crazy proliferating through all sources of media at the time when it came out. Because I think there's a lot of sounds in there that like people had never heard before. Leave it to Flume, honestly. Very cool to hear that Salute and Disclosure are doing a collab together, because Disclosure has kind of been running the game for like really groovy tunes for a while now. And Salute, I haven't heard a lot of Salute prior to this album, but have definitely been grooving with this album a lot, and any of the singles that I've caught prior. But definitely was like, when I saw that this collab was here, very, very excited. And when you hear it, I think you'll know why. It's pretty good. Lots of like moving parts in this track, and lots of different like pieces, I guess, of transitioning from like one musical idea to the next. I think there's like 3 or 4, maybe even 5 like sections ish in this track, but it's a really nice groove. So let's get into Liftoff! Exclamation point by Salute and Disclosure. Oops, it didn't start. Let's try that again. There we go. We'll be right back. y'all are dancing. I am in the studio. I'm getting up and making myself look like a fool in front of the camera that the, I think, ops, like WMFO operators can see it, or like operations can see it, as well as the Tufts police station. So I hope they're learning a move or two, because I can really, I'm sure I'm really busting it down in this theater like crazy. No, I cannot dance at all, but it's fun. It's really fun. Even if you can't, just do it. It's super fun. I was like, just this weekend, there was a big music festival in Davis Square. And what was it called? It was like Art Beat, I think was what it was called. And they had just a bunch of different artists and a couple of stages, two or three. And then like a little like market for people to do arts and crafts, like market stuff and like pictures and paintings and stuff like that. You know the gig. And one of them was like a like salsa music, you know, like Latin, a little, not really like flamenco stuff, but definitely like very, very salsa-y. And like there was some strangers who like taught our group how to do like basic salsa steps. And like, yeah, it was like way out in the open and whatever, but like, who cares? You're just like moving your body. And if people are gonna like look at you funny because of that, who cares? You know, dance, it's fun. And this is the music to do it to. I do want to play one more kind of higher energy track from True Magic before I play one of the later tracks, because it does kind of taper off, I would say, an energy towards the end of the album. But here is one more that I think you can dance to a little bit. I really, really, really want to do a mix with this track into or out of Bizcochito by... Rosalia. I have to make sure I say that correctly. One of my friends was like, you said it wrong. And I felt so bad because I know I said it wrong. I studied Spanish for so long. And I said it like Rosalia because I was like thinking of a game character who has a similar name. And it was embarrassing. I'll never live it down. But anyway, I think the like melody of this track goes really well with the lead melody in that song. And that song's lead melody is like iconic. So if you can get a smooth mix between this into that, I'm sure that would really tear it up. So hopefully I can work on that transition and throw it into a set list sometime. But for now, we're going to get going with Go from Salute and vocals from, oh, I should have looked this up earlier. Unfortunately, I only have the kanji. So give me a second. Go, Salute with vocals from, please just give me the person's name. You know what? I will find it afterwards, and then I will say it after the song plays. So vocals from someone, but not Salute. Here is Go. Really nice energy on this one. Dance, move, groove. Let's go. Let's ride. Shake it, roll, whiskey, come back. Oh my goodness, I am so proud of myself. Okay, so, one second. First, that was Go. Oh, I forgot to update the song. That is really embarrassing. Okay, one second. Wow, this is like a really disorganized show. I apologize for that. It was also a really disorganized workday, to be fair. Like, it was just, it was so rough, but it's fine. I think that's just how, like, computer science goes sometimes. I genuinely think, like, the one skill that you need to be a computer scientist is not, like, everyone is like, people who can speak to machines are so smart. No, no, you just need tenacity. You just need to, like, never give up and be okay typing in, like, something into your Google search bar for, like, the 1,000th time. That's really all you need. Anyway, the vocalist was Nakamura Minami. And I do have another track by her where she does the vocals or the rap over Reiwa, which is a really good track. You should definitely check that one out. Also, just looked into, like, as when I looked up the artist to, like, see what other tracks they were in, I got a little of a, like, blurb about them. And really cool that this is an artist that has come from, like, some really tough origins, including, like, below the poverty line and homelessness, and kind of comes into the music game with something that's very contrasting. You know, the summary is saying, like, it's in a contrast to her, like, kind of childlike rap style. And that's something that kind of sticks out in Reiwa, too. There's, like, a very, like, you know, like, bouncy and, like, kind of fun rap beat to it instead of, like, kind of, like, aggressive rap, you know? That's really cool. I love... people who, you know, pull themselves up and make something out of themselves. That's super, super inspiring. Great crowd. And I want to play one more track from Salute. It's Perfect. This has vocals from Layla. Sorry, the song is called Perfect. It's also really good, but it's called Perfect. And this one has vocals from Layla. And then Layla also does vocals on the next track, which is, I think, like, the slowest one, I would say, on the album. Also the last one on the album, called Drive. But if you like some of this, definitely check out the True Magic album. It's really, really fun. I've been grooving to it all week, or at least all week since it came out. So 6 days, mostly all week. But here is Perfect, a little bit of the other side of Salute, I guess. I really like this track, so here we go. Every night. Great track. I love it. Really good vocals from Layla, too. They're just, like, so pure. I love them so much. Okay, now I have to decide, which I should have done definitely, you know, like, in planning the show. We're going to play some Wednesday Campanella next, keep it on this kind of, like, fun, groovy vibe. Or should we play some, like, tough stuff? Because we haven't played some tough stuff on this show in a minute, I feel like. 1024. You know what, we'll play a little Wednesday Campanella. We might not play everything I had queued up, but Wednesday Campanella dropped Pop Delivery. This was about a month ago, actually, I think, about a month and a half ago. Hasn't had a album release, I don't think, since Neon. And I believe Neon was one of the, like, first albums that they did with this vocalist. So they kind of had... Wednesday Campanella started with, like, an original vocalist in around, like, 2006, I think. And then it was, like, somewhat popular, but not really. And then they got a new vocalist, and it blew up. And I don't know. I feel like the vocalist is very good, for sure. But, like, I think what's really fascinating about this music is, like, the production and, like, the compositions and stuff. There's so much going on and so many ideas happening in every single one of these songs. And it still fits together pretty well. Which is really fun. I've always really enjoyed whenever one of these, like, when a Wednesday Campanella song comes out, because there is some, like, singles that, you know, leak through, you know, before the albums come out or something like that. It's just always so fun to, like, you never know what's going to happen next. And I think you will feel that way about some of the tracks that I'm going to play right now for this. So let's get it started with Tamamo no Me. This one has some really fun, like, lyrical progressions as well as, or, like, vocal progressions, I guess, and also the, like, full flavor, like, tons of genres at once, I think, is kind of condensed in this song. I also think this song kind of lacks a little bit of bass, which is kind of weird because, like, it's not like I think it was intentional, but it does feel a little hollow at some points. So I would be curious if anyone, you know, has my contact and feels the same way about this, discussing this song, maybe. But anyway, like, the production quality is really good in all these tracks, so I kind of felt like the bass being hollow is, like, a little strange. But let me know what you think on that. I could be misremembering too, because this, I've only been listening to this for a couple of days now. But anyway, here's a Tamamo no Me from Wednesday Campanella's new album Pop Delivery.
Oh,
ましょう。So, yeah, from that track, I think you can see why that is like a, you know, wannabe producer's kind of like ear candy for, I don't know, like a month. Like, there's just so much happening in that song, and like trying to pick it apart and figure out how they did each thing is just gonna take forever. I wanna point some attention to this one sound. So, I mentioned it's like lacking a little bit of like a bass. I think I mean like maybe more like sub bass. Like, there's some volume missing in the parts where it gets really deeper and like punchier and like, you know, like heavier bass parts, but there's volume still missing in the track somewhere. But there's this like percussive sound that kind of sounds like something like grinding to a halt, like but it's like a little bit more, I don't know, it's definitely a little bit more percussive. I want to see if I can find it quick and lean in. It's one of during the like harder parts of the song for sure. Let's see, I think it was around 140. So let me skip to there. Yeah, listen close to this part. That, you hear that? It's so interesting. Like, I love it so much, the like trilling percussive hit, and it's like automated to different speeds throughout that drop, I guess, or throughout that part. So you just hear it kind of speeding up and slowing down, kind of like a engine revving, you know, or something like that. But it's not like as harsh of a sound. It's just like a really nice little like woodblock hit or something. I don't know, it's great. I love it so much. And in the vein of some more like full flavor slash tracks that go kind of all over the place, I'm gonna play the last track from this album as well. It's called The Big Four, Wednesday Campanella, again off of Pop Delivery. This track is really cool, and this one has some good bass to it for sure. So let's get into it.
Matenlo de matenlo,
I love how thumpy that kick drum is in that drop there. It's so punchy. My housemate is looking into some software. I think it was called Pulse, maybe, to try and get his kicks on his electronic drum kit to really pop, to really punch out. And it's kind of like a Pulse plus OTT kind of plugin, maybe. We'll see. We want to get started on making music, hopefully, so that'll happen eventually. But like, it used to be eventually, like, you know, abstractly. Now it's like eventually, as in the studio is like one of the rooms in our house and we just have to walk into it and like make it, instead of like, when are we going to be able to have time and resources to do this kind of thing. Now we're on the same work schedule, we've got everything set up. I'm excited. I'm really eager to get into this. And I've been playing around with music a lot more recently, as I've been talking about on the show. So really excited for that. But yeah, so that last track was The Big Four by Wednesday Campanella off of their album Pop Delivery. Check it out. Really fun album cover on that one, too. I've been really into this idea of like chaotic art right now, where there's just like so much going on in it. But like, that's okay. Like, you don't need to like focus on any one point or try and get really like what's happening in the picture. It's just like a nice conglomeration of shapes and things and icons and like things you might recognize and things you might only loosely recognize, and I don't know, really fun stuff like that, I guess. I don't know if that made any sense at all, but go look up the album cover for Pop Delivery and you'll see what I mean, maybe, who knows. I want to get the PSA in before we move on to the next part of the show. So here is a 30-second public service announcement. Every nose needs a home. Aw. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. I love dogs so much. There is a cute, tiny little puppy that is like, he's black and white, he's got like a white stripe kind of, or like white streak down his head, I guess, and mostly like, and then on his body he's just like black and white all over, not like Dalmatian-y, but like, you know, markings and stuff. And he's just so tiny, like no longer than like my arm, you know, one of those kind of puppies. And I've been commuting recently, like to go to work, and he's like on the way to my commuting trail, I guess. Like, he's always out like for his potty break or for like a walk or something. I don't know if like the schedule's just like synced up that when I leave for work they need to take their dog out before they leave for work or something, but I've been able to say hi like multiple times. I'm so excited. I love this puppy with my whole heart. He's so cute. He's like crawling through the fence links to try and like say hi to people and stuff. Very, very cute. Very excited. But also, yeah, go adopt a dog from the shelter, if you can, of course. That's not like an imperative, but if you're looking for a dog, always kind of a nice option to adopt instead of shop if you can or are interested. And especially if you like don't have younger kids around the house and don't need to worry too much about like, you know, rambunctious dogs, or perhaps dogs that have been through some things, like and have like dog trauma, which is like a thing. Maybe that sounds weird, but like definitely some dogs can be like really you know, weird around people, or especially children, because they're unpredictable and very loud, and that can be very like traumatic for some dogs who have been through things in the shelter. But if you are looking to get a dog, adopt instead of shop, always a great option. Okay, now that we've talked about dogs for so long, Let's play some tougher stuff. I've been leaning away from it recently, but like I'm still listening to it on my own, and I want you all to know that we're still there. So let's play some of the Futura EP from Zeke Beats. This one's great. I love all four tracks on it. I was introduced to it from the track Harder, which has vocals from Virus Syndicate, which is probably where I got it, because I listened to a lot of Virus Syndicate. But this EP is killer. Like, I don't really like a lot of Zeke Beats stuff, I'm not gonna lie. Some of his earlier stuff I checked them out at one point and was like, I get it, but it's a little bit more rhythmy usually, it's not really my style. This one is a lot more like ravey, G. Jones, techie, like, I love, very, very digital, and I love it a lot. I've been really looping tons of these tracks recently, and I want to play two of them, I think, on the show right now, at least one. I want to at least play Program Activated, because this one is, like, the most G. Jonesy, I think, out of it, where it's just, like, I really, really, really want to see this at a show sometime or hear it at a show, because I think it would just go crazy, and, like, the visuals would go insane if someone, if, like, a VFX artist wanted to do, like, a G. Jones-style visual to this track, it'd go crazy. I'm super into G. Jones. Like, I know it's probably, like, kind of weird to be, like, here's an artist, and I'm relating him to, like, another artist who's, like, I don't know, more defined in that style or whatever, but I really like that the style that he's promoting is kind of, I don't know, proliferating is what I meant, throughout the industry, and especially for, like, artists who might not have, like, gone in that direction, like Zeke Beats. My understanding is a little bit more rhythmy, and this is, like, very different from that. So let's get into Program Activated. Lots of fun little samples here, little gizmo sound effects and stuff. It definitely made my weird noises playlist, which is, like, what I listen to when I'm at work, because I don't know, I'm insane or something. But really, really fun. I hope you can find a way to groove to it. Hopefully you can. If you can't, I don't know, just listen to it then and vibe. Here is Program Activated by Zeke Beats. Lots of fun drum machine stuff here, chops, all kinds of stuff. Let's get into it. Activated.
Drop
crazy track. I love it so much. It's so fun. I don't know. I love that style of music where it's just like so many fun sounds and like lots of playing with delay, I feel like. Like it's a lot of like song or sounds getting repeated in short or kind of long fashion. And you just hear, like, it builds an ambience, I guess, but with, like, very limited amount of sounds, I guess, if that makes sense. I don't know. I really like it. It's a fun vibe, and it looks super cool whenever people sync it up to you, like, make it more of, like, an entertainment or, like, a multimedia performance kind of thing. Super fun stuff. I think I was going to play. I am going to play. I'll play Harder, which is how I got introduced to this EP, the one with Virus Syndicate rapping over it. One thing that I want to point out in this track, and it's something that was in one of the one with Salute and Disclosure as well, which is called Liftoff, I believe. Yeah. There's some parts of that song and this song where the melody doesn't change, but the sample does, or like the synth or whatever, you know, instrument they are playing with that melody, or whatever instrument they are using to play that melody. And in this one, there's a part where it's this really just like ripping sawtooth bass line that's just super raw, and then it completely closes up and funnels into a very like plucky, like blip sound, I guess, like a radar blip or something. And hearing like that difference so quickly happen within, like, you'll hear it happen for sure as the song is playing. I think it's really interesting to think about like the different energies that the song has just from that one change in instrument. There's a lot of research that goes on to say how like instruments have influenced the music theory of different areas. So, you know, how there's like Western music theory, Eastern music theory, tons of like different indigenous people music theories that have like we have yet to discover, and all kinds of stuff. Like it's very influenced based off of the sound that the instrument makes, and then that kind of influences how people agree on like what sounds good when played together or when not played together or stuff like that. And it's kind of interesting to hear, especially in like electronic music where, you know, the instrument, the world is your oyster, you can build whatever sound you want, how much it can change when you swap the instrument and don't change the theory at all, you know. I don't know, just some fun stuff to think about while I'm thinking about music. Love thinking about music. Probably more thought that anyone has ever thought about this song, for sure, because this one's just like a rager, super fun, high energy, but definitely had the gears turning for a bit when I heard that switch up in the drop. It happens a couple of times, I think, throughout this track, and really fun. Listen to it. And one other thing that I want to point out about that is there's like a stuttery where it kind of plays the sample like twice really quickly, and when it's a sawtooth, it adds so much energy and like, I don't know, like so much like tension to the track. And when it is like the little radar blip, you barely notice it. And I think that's very, I don't know, interesting, very cool. So here is Harder with Virus Syndicate, Zeke Beats. Love some UK rapping. Let's get into it.
You know we come harder. Z come a B, Z S with the fada. One shot, sniper, penetrate your armor. Take off, blast off, head into the drama. End time we come, yeah, you know we come hard. Z come a B, Z S with the bars. Make a uppercut, leave your face scarred. Take off, blast off, head into the stars. Lick you when your head's up, send you into Mars. I'm an alien with bars, alien and with hard lyrics and art. Cause me and you are worlds apart. I can split the seas and rip the world apart. Yeah, I got a world of heart, and I told her from the jump. I ain't got a front, I just keep on leading from the front. Messy with the beats, yeah, I'm techie with the steez. Couple bangers from the streets, that's a recipe for G's. What? End time we come, yeah, you know we come harder. Z on the beat, ZS with the fada. One shot, sniper, penetrate your armor. Take off, blast off, head into the drama. End time we come, yeah, you know we come hard. Z on the beat, ZS with the bars. Make a uppercut, leave your face scarred. Take off, blast off, head into the stars.
star. If they go on arc, you'll get ripped apart. Ditch him in the park by the river marsh. Hit him hard, killer bars. Sitting in the car, now we living large. Moving sharks, spitting hard, biting through the prison bar. Back down, never going hammer with hammers and trading daggers with daggers. It's too much damage to manage. We never lose. Kill it in the booth, leaking with the truth. Might just split a tooth, never been in tune to a sicker crew. Keep it shrewd, stick and move, clicking shoes, spitting groove. Ripping up the rules while we're shipping it from Liverpool. Darker, chat shit, now they're saying nada. They don't wanna start, get their head into the drama.
Killer track. I had to say it. I have to say it every show. Killer track. Love it. Love the amen breaks in there. I'm gonna point this out. I feel like I say this all the time and never have like brought up the example. So let's do that. Can I pull this up quickly enough? The Winstons, Amen Brother. I can. Okay. This is a track called Amen Brother by the Winstons from, gosh, I have no idea, 1969 maybe? Yeah, 1969. Crazy. Let's find it. Amen Brother, where are you? Here we go. So this has a kind of drum fill, or like a drum solo in it, that is really popular. So I'm going to just start the song and see if I can find the drum solo real quick. Let's see, while I'm live on the air. There it is. Okay, so here it is. That solo right there, those like 8 seconds of music, has been sampled so many times. Like, it's a really big, like, idea, I suppose, or like theme for these genres of breakbeat or jungle or even rave music, EDM, like all kinds of stuff. Anything can use an amen break for sure, but especially like breakbeat, some disco, some D&B and like jungle stuff, all has really used this technique of taking an old drum solo sample and cutting it into like a bunch of pieces. And so instead of kind of organizing a bunch of singular sounds of like, oh, this is a hi-hat, I'm going to place like 8 of them here so I get a kind of sound, you know? Wow, that was kind of weird, but whatever. You just take this sample, and when you chop it up and place it around each other, it's always full because it's just always someone playing the drums, you know? And so you can move it around, and it's a little bit like turning the percussion into like a bit of a puzzle. Like, you break it apart into pieces and can just play whatever parts you want. I think a really fun example of this is Virtual Riots. I think I might have played this on air before. I'm gonna do it again because it's crazy. He has a short video on YouTube called Death by Amen, where he uses the amen break and chops it up into different patterns. Some of the patterns play the drum sample so fast that it sounds like a sound wave because it is just like a uniform pattern getting repeated 440 times in a second, or 700 times in a second or something crazy. He's really pushing his audio workspace to the limit for sure. But he takes this, and everything you hear in this track is that amen break, that amen sample, that drum fill of 8 seconds long. And I think a better idea of what people are doing with this sample and like breakbeat and stuff and really chopping it up is like the first maybe 10 seconds of this video. The rest of it is him just being kind of a goofball with like, what can I do by putting these drum samples together this quickly? So let's see if I can get this to play without an ad. Yes. We'll be right back. Yeah, so definitely a very goofy ending at the end there, but I think that's just such a cool demonstration of like how sound works. Like I think often when you are trying to explain like how sound waves and music and all that works together, like showing people this of like, okay, like if you have this one sound that's just like a dunk, but you play it like a billion times really close together, it's going to sound tonal. And if you slow it down a little bit more, it's going to sound a little bit deeper. If you speed it up, it's going to sound like higher pitch. And like you can see that. Definitely look up this video. If you might not be able to parse it out, honestly, it is a digital audio workspace, but if you're a producer, you might be able to. But you can maybe see like where he's dividing the lines of these samples and how they've become smaller and smaller, and the parts where like it's pitching up and stuff like that. I don't know, super, super cool. But also you can see how producers have had a ton of fun with like chopping up this drum sample and pitching certain parts of it up or down, or spamming the hi-hats or the kicks or whatever, you know. And like there's certain parts of that project too where he's like, he's still got the like tonal melody or whatever going on, but also some drum fills happening still because he's just using other parts of the sample at the same time, right? You can play the kick and the snare at the same time, even though the original drummer didn't do that. You can just splice it and put those two sounds over each other. Super cool. Love it. There's a ton of people who just go through like 1960s, 1950s, some disco music too, I would say, but mostly like it's better to get that more like the older sound, you know? So like 1950, 1960 sounds or songs, and finding those drum solos just to pull out those like 8 second bits to play around with and chop up. Super fun. Very fun to watch. And if you remember a couple months ago, I had my Amigo sampler that I just picked up. That is like what it was made for, is like chopping up those kind of drum breaks and stuff like that. So I've been having a lot of fun with that recently. I wanted to share a little bit of that on the show. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm probably going to head out. I don't believe there is another show after me. So I'm going to go just a tad over and play one more track from Frost Children, because I